So this is the last regular meeting, the last activity meeting, meaning a little bit less than a week from right now is the practicum. So any last minute questions about the practicum? We've already talked about it a little bit. Okay, well, today's activity is the Rebops activity, which is a demonstration of both meiosis and genetic principles, Mendelian genetics, that both of which we've already talked about. So, in other words, this is an activity about stuff you've already learned, which should make it easy to get through, to follow the instructions, but your understanding of the principles should really improve by going through the activity and talking it out. So work in twos or threes and do this. I just want to say a couple things about these materials. You have a couple sets of colored strips here, blue set and a yellow set. What does each of these laminated pieces represent? You can... No, not the whole strip. What does one entire strip represent? A chromosome, exactly. So there are... For these Rebops, which is a fictitious species, of course, you could get the N just by counting how many pairs there are here, right? How many different kinds or lengths of chromosomes there are. What is the reason that there are two little ones, two next to the littlest ones, and so on? What does that tell us? Yeah, that the adults are diploid individuals, just like us. Each chromosome has a letter on it. What does a letter represent? A single letter. A letter printed on a strip represents what? An allele. So there are presumably thousands of genes in this species distributed over all of these types of chromosomes that the species has, and we are ignoring most of them. We only care about a certain few number of genes, specifically the ones that have their alleles listed on these. And each chromosome, we're only caring about one allele. There's really thousands of others on there as well. But we care about one gene, but each individual chromosome has an allele. All right? And therefore, we only care about certain characteristics. There's thousands of characteristics for the organism. Most of those, though, correspond to genes that we don't care about that aren't listed here. So that's what we're talking about. The entire set of blue strips is the genome for one organism. The entire yellow set is the genome for another individual of the other sex. So these are parents, and you need to play with them according to the instructions so that you can produce gametes, which are then fused in fertilization to give you zygote genotypes from which you can build the corresponding rebop. And each of yours will be different, but they look kind of like this. Right? But you don't just build them randomly. You build them according to the rules shown in that table, based on what you've learned today. So it makes pretty good sense once you get into it. Just talk it out and then ask me if you have questions. But another thing before you leave is that you should look at either one of these two duplicate sets of trays and make sure you can name which particular phase of meiosis is represented by each tray. Each tray is one cell somewhere in the process. And they're not listed in the order in which they happen. They're just randomly listed. So make sense of that as well. All right, that's it.